The octave of Pentecost once again focuses the church on the gifts that Christ has given to her. Most especially, the church recalls the giving of the Holy Spirit along with its manifold sevenfold gifts. And rightly so, since the church exists where and when God pleases, through the working of the Holy Spirit in baptism, absolution, the preaching of the word, and the Lord's Supper. St. Paul, in his epistle to the Ephesians, writes of this giving of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's work to create and to unite the church. In today's reading, St. Paul writes of the human means through which the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies all believers. For in the body of Christ, the Holy Christian Church, the Holy Spirit daily and richly forgives all sins and binds all the hearts and minds of Christians together. Augustana 5 speaks of the ministry of the church that is called, gathered, enlightened, and sanctified by the Holy Spirit. And we teach that the ministry of teaching the gospel and administering the sacraments was instituted so that humanity could obtain faith in the salvific work of Christ. Because the ministry is the conveyor of the means of grace through which the Spirit works. It is this office of the ministry that Paul writes of when he says he gave some as pastors and teachers. Faith in Christ is given by the Spirit. Given by the Spirit when those who shepherd and instruct the church do so with the instruments that Christ has instituted and through which the Holy Spirit has chosen to work. But yet, as we all know, this faith is not simply an assent that Christ is the Word of God incarnate, for even Satan himself believes that. But rather, this faith in the salvific work of Christ has the power given by God that leads to the performance of good works, the work of service that St. Paul writes of in our lesson today. Augustana 20 makes this clear in the Lutheran Church, saying that it is through faith that the Holy Spirit is received, hearts are renewed and endowed with new affections, so as to be able to bring forth good works. For without the Holy Spirit, human powers are full of ungodly affections and are too weak to do works that are good in God's sight. Without the Holy Spirit being given, humanity cannot believe in Jesus Christ, nor could it do anything good. But faith is bound to bring forth good fruits. And these good fruits, the good works done by all Christians, are the result of the Holy Spirit working in the hearts and minds of Christians. The Holy Spirit, who is conveyed by those who are the pastors and teachers of the church. For the church's ministers bear the Spirit to create faith, which leads to good works. The Christian faith transforms humanity. It gives us the metanoia, which we all learned in our Greek classes, the change of mind to all who possess it. And it is this transformational power that St. Paul speaks of. For God has given and continues to give pastors and teachers to the church for equipping the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. the apostles' words are clear, that the office of the ministry exists. It has a purpose, so that Christ's people are led to do the work of service, so that Christ's church is edified. True enough, it is the Holy Spirit who changes the hearts and minds of all believers. But it is the church's ministers who guide those same believers through their teaching, encouraging and admonishing them to serve one another. And this service of neighbor is one way how the church indeed is built up. Built up both physically and spiritually as the Christian's faith in Christ manifests itself in the love of neighbor. This work of service, the ergon diakonios, is part and parcel of the salvific faith in Christ, that the ministers of Christ provide by bearing the Spirit through the teaching of the gospel and the administering of the sacraments. Christ is active in his body, the church. Indeed, he is the head of his body, the church. And it is he who causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. And this building up of the church is done by each and every Christian serving in his and her own way. As St. Paul writes, according to the proper working of each individual part. The vocation of the Christian gives the place where the work of service shall properly occur. For in the Christian's vocation, the neighbor is served and faith in Christ is active in love, so that God gives the Christian the place where to work, and God has given his Holy Spirit so that the Christian can do such work. This task of equipping the saints for the work of service belongs to the church's ministry. It is part of the vocation of this office, a task to be done, as St. Paul writes, until we all attain to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. It is a task, however, that Lutheran ministers who emphatically and properly preach justification by faith are tempted to neglect, forgetting that justification does lead to sanctification. But it is a task given by Christ to the pastors and teachers of the church, given by Christ when he says to teach men to obey all things I have commanded you. It is a task to be fulfilled until the day that all Christians achieve the complete maturity of the new man, realizing the fulfillment of what it means to be baptized into Christ's death, resurrection, and to participate in his ascension to heaven, where all Christians will be in paradise with their Lord forever. Led by the Spirit, Christ's pastors will fulfill this calling, so that Christians will be led by the Spirit to fulfill their particular calling. Christ's pastors in the Missouri Synod are asked a question near the end of their installation, asked by the officiant, "Will you admonish and encourage the people to a lively confidence in Christ and in holy living?" With the help of God, the Holy Spirit, Those who hold this office of the ministry will be faithful to their vocation to equip the saints for the work of service. Led by the Holy Spirit, this vocation will be fulfilled. And so may all who are called by Christ to this vocation constantly pray to the Holy Spirit as we did in the hymn, "Plenteous of grace, descend from high, rich in thy sevenfold energy. Make us eternal truths receive and practice all that we believe. Give us thyself that we may see the Father and the Son by thee." May it always be so. In Christ's name, amen.